really had to do with the people who were religious, who came over to America, and America became a dominant force, especially when Europe is nearly destroyed. But there are many, many other things where you see the road develop.
Fine. I agree. Okay. Now let's go to this Gemara. We're going to start again from Tanya Kavasa Drabada Bab, all the way in the top of the Amud Beis. Again, there was a machloikus, whether or not bathing or adorning is considered Beinoi Lebeina. In Rabbi Yossi Shita, who said they're not considered Inui Nefesh, is that considered Beinoi Lebeina? And again, let us reinterpret Beinoi Lebeina, not reinterpret, but interpret, that it does not mean anything that makes him uncomfortable and upset at her. No. It means things that develop, that impact their physical relationship. It impacts their physical relationship. Tanya Kavasei Drabada Bab. Dvarim Sheyesh Bab Inri Nefesh, Mefer Bein Beinu Lebeinu, Bein Beinu Lebeinu Acherim. Things that have Inri Nefesh, he has a power to be Mefer, whether it affects him, affects others. Sheyesh Bab Inri Nefesh, Beinu Lebeinu Mefer, the way we explained it earlier. Anything that could or does impact their relationship, even if it divorces her, but he can take her back. So that is Mefer. Beinu Lebeinu Acherim, Einu Mefer. Ketza. Amna Kainim Paris Alai. That is clear, Inri Nefesh. How is that Yafer? Kainim Sheni Aisel Api Abba Lepi Ochiyu Kshicha. I won't work for your father, for your brother, for my father, for your brother, Lepi Avicha, for your father, Lepi Avicha, for my brother. Ushalai Etan Tevin Lepnei Behemtecha. And I won't feed your animal. And again, Tyrant Rush is bothered. Isn't that an obligation that a woman has to work for her husband? And the Dharam don't cancel obligations. So how? Because they were Amur Rabbanu Lashibuda. That's what the Gemara says in Ksubas. That even though theoretically the law should be that the Dharam are stronger than obligations, but the Rabbanu made obligations stronger. So why does this netter chow? And the answer is because she brought in Shifchas, the Rush said. She brought in maidservants to do her jobs. And therefore, she doesn't have to do the jobs. Or water before your cattle. Right? That's what the Rush speaks out. Right? Ein yochel lahafer, because there's no obligation for her to do it. It's not beinoi lebeina. He might be very upset about it. He might be angry at her. But it doesn't affect their relationship. And again, it might be a what we would call a grumma. If one is upset at their spouse, it might impact their relationship and intimacy. But that's a grumma. That's not direct. Beinoi lebeina has to be something that's more direct about their physical relationship. Shloi ekhar, shloi efkhar, shloi ashamish mitasi. Now that is things that obviously impact the physical relationship. The last one is obvious. And the first two is a rioter barabrahava. That not adorning oneself has an impact on physical relationship directly, more directly than not giving food to your brother. That's what we brought this for. The Braisa was brought for this line to prove Rabbanan Bahava right that Erchat and Eskashet. Now the truth is, you could say it only approves Kishut, but they go together. And Erchat and Eskashet are Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeina. Now, the Baisa continues. Now, these are things that a woman is obligated to her husband, regardless of the amount of Shifcha she brings in. These are things meant to create Chiba. And these are jobs that a woman, we don't call them jobs. These are chores that a woman does for her husband to create chiba. And therefore, these are asher b'shas nidusa. When she's in nida, she's not allowed to do this. Because since these dvarim are marba chiba, we don't want them done b'shas nidusa. So it's not a job like a shifcha you would hire a shifcha to do. This is not meant for a shifcha. This is meant for a spouse to her husband. And that is, and I explained that the achronim say today, it does not mean making the bed in the morning. Because making the bed in the morning is not preparing the bed for sleep. It's making it, you shouldn't sleep that day. You prepare the bed at night so someone can get into bed comfortably. That would be atziya mitascha. So mixing a drink, again, is something you don't designate your maidservant to do, to serve your husband. And exactly what that means. Whether she actually washes his hands or brings the water to wash the hands, this is the shaylin halacha, and I'm not here to pass the shaylas, whether a woman can prepare Nagubasa for her husband, bring Nagubasa to the bed. Is that called Erchitz Yedecha? Not called Erchitz Yedecha, but it's not for now. Ein Yach Tzarek L'Hafer. Doesn't have to be Mefer, because the Shibud that she has cancels the Neder. Cancels the Neder. There is, the Neder can't be Chau, because the Shibud breaks the Neder. So there's no Neder to be Mefer.
Is it arguing with Rabbi?
No.
The Rabbi said that you're allowed to, you can revoke things if it's been a...
But it's not a Shibud. Those are not Shibudim. Bathing and adorning is not something a woman has to do. She's not obligated to do it. It affects their intimacy, but it's not an obligation. She's not, by saying she won't bathe, she's not going against
that
the Shibud.
Does not apply to obligations. The ability to be made
for... It doesn't have to be made for. The Neder is not there. It's not that he doesn't have the ability to be made for.
Right.
He sure does, but he doesn't have to. If a woman doesn't make a Neder, you don't have to be made for. This is a non-Neder. This is non-neder. And the Rush explains, this has nothing to do with the amount of shifras she brings in. Shifras do jobs. This is a spousal obligation, not able to substitute. You can't substitute for a spouse here. Because the purpose is not to do the job, the purpose is to create chiba. The direct purpose of creating chiba. Therefore, sending your maidservant to be biting the kais is uncreating chiba. It's not, that's not, a husband can also pour his own drink. It's to create chiba. That's not for a maidservant to do. This is a marital marital obligation that Tayre Chachamim gave a woman. Do things of chiba to your husband. And these are the three things of chiba that they designated a woman to do. And therefore, when she's a nida, when we don't want to create that chiba, we don't want her doing it. Usher. Yes?
I remember vaguely in the recesses, there is a chazal, there's a gemara where they go, if a woman brings in one servant, she doesn't...
Yeah, that's what the Rush said. He brought down that she brought in four servants, which take care of everything.
Takes care of everything.
Except three things.
Except three things.
These are the three things.
Okay, I remembered one.
The three things, which is Atziyah Metascha, Yimzut Kais, and Erechet Shedecha Repleachem Rechlecha.
I was wrong.
Yeah, that's the three things that no matter if a thousand servants won't get her off the hook. Like her. Rebbe Gamliel, I'm a Yafer. Rav Gamliel is saying a new thing now. Rav Gamliel is saying, you know, there are certain things that are not chal, but be made for them anyway. We don't want, it's not necessary to be made for. Meaning it's not necessary to block the netter. The netter is not there. But we want you to be made for things that don't need hafara. To get a message across, no nadarim, don't be made cool nadarim. Not because really there is a netter here. Shenemar l'yachol dvaroi. The Yahu Dvarai tells us that we don't want people to break their word, even though it's not an eder. Some we don't want people to break their word. Because once you start breaking words, it's a drasha we're making from the fact that the Torah used the word davar instead of neder. So Rav Gamliel is saying, you're right, the neder is not chal. But you should be made for it anyway. Because we don't want people to learn that words have no meaning. And that's what we're teaching here. By saying the neder is not chal, automatically we're saying that not all words have meaning. And therefore, we tell them to be mefer. Dr. Rush. Even though she's meshubed and the neder is not chal. Yavr, shleitavir lezauzu b'neder gomer. V'tavir al yachol. Because what happens is, she's going to say, oh, he didn't even have to be made for. That means I can say whatever I want. That's not true. You can't say whatever you want. These three things are not chal. Other things are chal. So Rav Gamliel is saying, be made for anyway. Whether this is a deraita, drabanan, pashtas, it's a drabanan. It's an asmachta. Don't ignore words. You ignore words, you ask for a problem. Yes, doctor.
Given that these it being mefer really does not do anything. It has no halakhic significance. Does that mean it's free from the obligation of saying it on the day he hears it? Let's say that he hears it on Tuesday. Should I say anything? Should I not say anything?
No, I didn't see anybody discuss it. My guess would be it's not free from the obligation. Because if we want you to go through the process, we want you to go to the process. But if you show me otherwise, I wouldn't get nervous about it. But I don't see why. Dabar achar, another thing we can learn now from the Alchot Devar, and it's not an argument. It's in the word Devarai. Mikan, l'chokam she'i matur nidrei atzmai. The guy is a yachid mumcha. He can be matur nidarim. How about his own? He can be matur everybody else's. He's a yachid mumcha. He made an edder. He says, mutterly. The answer is, Devarai. His own words, he has no bias over, no control over, to be made for it. Dr. Rush, Mikan l'chokam shliyat nidri atzmai, the shinam l'yachal hu dvarai. He can't cancel his words, avacherim b'chlam, but others can. Fine. That's the bright stuff. Now, man shemina d'amir shliyachal b'l'yachal z'varim shebeinah l'beinah ha'avim, Rabbi Yitzi. Who would be the one to say that lack of adornment is not inri nefesh? The only thing it could be is Dwarim Shabbat Lebena. Rabbi Yaisi, because he's the one that argued and said it's not Inri Nefesh. Rabbanim would say it's Inri Nefesh. Uktani the Mefer Shabbat Lebena, and the Brisa says you could be Mefer. So that proves Rabbanu Bahava right, we had a Machlokes Hamaroyim. Whether it's considered Beinai Lebena or not, this proves the Man Yomer that says it is Beinai Lebena right, which is the purpose why we brought this Brisa. Now, the Kashi here that many Rishonim deal with, and that is, we had earlier in this perek, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said that even the dorm that are not chal now, one should be made for her because he might divorce her, and he won't be able to take her back. So he should be made for her, therefore he will be able to take her back. If you remember, we had that like last week. That Akasha is, when the woman says, I won't make your bed, I won't bathe, whatever the three things are, it says that he doesn't have to be made for because the netter is not chal. Granted, but why shouldn't he be made for? Because if he divorces her, that netter will kick in because the shibud is off. If he wasn't made for, that means the netter is not chal now, but she made a netter not to do these three acts. And the minute he divorces her, the netter comes back in. The shibud's gone. The shibud blocked the netter, like Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri said. The woman said, you can't have pleasure from my earnings. Right? The Tanakhama says, don't be mefer. She has to do work for you. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you're right, but you better be mefer if you ever want to take her back after you divorce her. Because the minute you divorce her, she has no obligation to you. She has no obligation to you, the netter kicks in. You never canceled it.
Was that one that you didn't have? You had no requirement to be mefer?
The Tana, again, she made a netter against the shibud of working for him. That's the case there. And the Tanakhama said, you don't have to be Mefer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, be Mefer, because you're granted that now the netter is not chal. But the minute he divorces her, the netter will be chal. So why over here isn't there this, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he should be Mefer in order that when he divorces her, the netter shouldn't be chal. You're right. Now he doesn't have to be Mefer. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to be Mefer because. So the simplest answer is to say, this is not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who says this bride has to go on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? There's a Tanakhama there that also says lo yafer. So, again, who says, you're right, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it would be a good idea to be mefer. But who says this bride has to hold like him? Maybe it's going like the Tana that's not worried about that. That would be the simplest answer. Other Rishonim differentiate between different types of shibudim. That stronger shibudim make it that the netter doesn't even get off the ground. And lesser shibudim make it that the netter is there waiting to kick in after the divorce. They want to say that the shibud of bathing, doing these things is so strong that it wouldn't even, it's a non-entity completely, not even to kick in later. And they're machalik between the degrees of shibud. I didn't want to get involved in that So I'll stick to the simple answer. It's not Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. According to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, it might be a good idea to be mefer in case you divorce your wife. One divorces their wife and wants to take her back. No, Reuven Gamliel's not saying because of the netter. No, he's not worried about the netter kicking in. He's worried about the fact that other cases she might think she doesn't, as far as meaningless. That's what he's worried about. He's not worried about this netter. He agrees this netter doesn't need anything. But it teaches a lesson that we don't want taught. Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri is saying the netter itself stands there and it might kick in one day. So it could be according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, it should be made for it. There are Rishonim that differentiate between degrees of Shibud. They say the Shibud of work will kick in later. This thing is not a net, is not an entity at all. Why is there a difference I couldn't get myself? Clearly, I'm not going to get involved. What?
The three things is that was.
Yeah, the three things. Again, the Rishonim do talk about it. I just wanted to mention that it exists. So I think of my writer, Amar Mar. Shaloya Shamish Mitasi. A woman made a netter not to have intimacy with her husband. Yafer, Shem Devarim Shemeinu Elabena. Frek the Gemara, Hechidami. What's the case of this netter? Ilay Madam Ranoas Tashmishi Alech, Alech, Alecha. If she says, the pleasure of my intimacy is banned from you, Lamali Hafara, Mishabedisle. Why is that different than the three things? She has an obligation to bathe, to bring water, to make his bed, right? And to pour his drink, and to have intimacy. That's one of her obligations. Why isn't that automatically a non-nether? Why does he have to be made for Mishum Dorm Shemeinu Lebeina? It's going head-on against one of her obligations. It's at least as much an obligation as bringing him a drink. And therefore...
He can't revoke, he can't.
Again, it said, no. It didn't say that. It said, Yafir Mishum Dvarim Shemeinai Lebeina. That means the netter is there. Listen to the, go back to the Braitza. So Echo, Shle Efko, Shle Thomas Mitasi, in those three cases, Yafir Mishum Dvarim Shemeinai Lebeina. That indicates you need Hafara. That's what it says. Like, Ekkel Ve'efkais is chau. It's not an obligation. So he can be made for. So by Ashamish Mitasi, he doesn't have to be made for. Why is that different than the next three? The Brisa makes it sound, the netter is there, but he can cancel it. It's not there. She's going head on against an obligation. It's at least as much an obligation as bringing him a drink. And for the Gemara. Ella by merit.
Where do we get, what's the core about these the bed, drink, business?
A Mishnah and Sumas. That's the Makar.
Bed, drink, and intimacy.
No. Bed, drink, and, and drawing water. The Rabbanan made a woman have three obligations to her husband to be creative people. To rabbinic obligation. You know, we like to keep dry bottoms also, most of the time. Again, so it's a bigger gotcha. I said it's at least as much as the three. Again, the bride had said that the three obligations a married woman has to her husband. The netter is not chal. Right before that, the Braita said that if a woman bears intimacy, it's chal, but he can be mefer. And the Gemara is bothered. Hello? Why is this chal? It's more than the three things. Look, that's the kasha. Exactly what bothered the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Creates chiba. I don't know what you mean by that. By her doing these things, she creates an atmosphere of chiba.
So what came to my mind is that a woman is in the veilus, and her husband said, I have to go to banquet, I don't want to go by myself. She's allowed to go with
her.
Is that included?
Again, We're not learning Shulchan Aruch now.
I know that.
In the Gemara, it never discusses a banquet and a husband taking his wife. It's never discussed in the Gemara. It's a recent heter that Paiskin gave.
Recent heter.
Yeah, and it doesn't be Mar Bechiba. It has nothing to do with be Mar Bechiba. Nothing to do with that. That's a new halacha in Hilchas Aveilus. Zero to do with this Gemara. And that halacha says that since a woman has an obligation to please her husband, Stamazai, that's part of doing what your husband wants, pleases him, and therefore that overrides Aveilus. That's what it says.
That is the chiba of modern day.
It's not the chiba of this Gemara. Let's not. She can do it when she's a nida as well. A woman that's a nida can also go with her husband to the banquet. Let's not equate everything that makes it. And if he buys her a diamond ring, by the way, it will also create chiba. And it's like it says in halacha, don't buy your wife when she's a nida at expensive present because of the chiba. But those are added on things.
Well, husband's not allowed to buy.
Expensive, it's brought down that a husband should not buy an expensive present to his wife to need.
My question is, a two-way street or a one-way?
Again, yeah. These are all new. In the Gemara, none of this is discussed. The Gemara talks about three things that a woman does to her husband that she's not allowed to do by Nida. All halakas that come from there, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Hei, in your Idea, that's what it discusses. Yes.
Sorry,
can't hear you.
Rav Orlo says many times that you don't love someone because you do something for them.
That's a Rav Dessler, but we're not getting involved in that now. We're talking about Chazal, who asked three things for a woman to do to her husband, and they said that's it. They didn't say you can't do it for her. They said she can't do it for you. So we'll leave that alone. I'm reading a Mishnah, a Gemara, and I'm not getting about your good question. Rav Dessler says, but you, Ava means Ava, Av. That's Rav Dessler, famous word. But it's not, the Gemara does not offer him to pour her a drink.
I know it's from the Mishnah, because you're right.
Okay, yes.
Chazal said, something else that she does, it's all,
no.
Again, you know, this is why we want to read. It's not 2025 in the Gemara's time. The Gemara wrote it when Chazal wrote the rules. And Chazal wrote the rules forever and ever. So these are the rules they made. You want to come and tie now that a woman does something else that creates chiba? Again, Chazal didn't ask her things. We don't write our own Torah. We listen to Chazal. Right. Zag the Gemara right.
There's a lumpness to it.
Again. That, take a look. You know, take a look in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei and learn it with one of the recent Tachrayim, like the Bari HaShulchan and others. They go through all contemporary Shilas. And I'm sure since the Bari HaShulchan wrote his Sefer 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago, there are new contemporary Shilas that came up. So I'm sure there's a new sefer out there that discusses the new contemporary shaylos. We're learning Chazal, and we're doing what the Gemara is talking about. We're not here to discuss Hilchas Nida now, because that's not our sugya. And make sure we'll learn Masechtas Nida, which doesn't discuss this either. But that's besides the point. Halachos are a Masechtas Shabbos, not a Masechtas Nida. But it doesn't make a difference. We learned it, Masechtas Shabbos. Later.
We're still at the question.
And for the Gemara, we answered this question, by the way, way back, I think on Tesvav Amid Beis. And for the Gemara, Elobay Meres Hanas Tashmish Chalai. She did not go against the Shibud. She said, I can't have pleasure from Tashmish from you. She banned herself. That's like banning Sukkah. That's like banning the item. I didn't go against my obligation. I'm going that I can't have pleasure.
That's what it says. Pleasure
prohibited
with me shall be prohibited upon you.
That was the Havamina. And for the Gemara, she worded it differently. That's why the Gemara is giving this answer. She's banning herself from having Hanah from the Tashmish. Therefore, it's how. It's like when a person bans Hanah from a Sukkah. There's an obligation. He banned it. So now he can't do it. He can't say, I won't sit in the sukkah. He has an obligation. Your neder cannot directly confront an obligation. It can circumvent that by banning oneself from the item that there's a mitzvah to do. And the item, you can ban yourself from. So that's why he's made for Mishim Torah Shebeinu Lebeinu. That's the answer. Kedur of Kahana. The Amr of Kahana. Hanoas Tashmish Yalacha. If she bans him from her Tashmish, Chayvim Misham Shasai. He forces her. Meaning, she has no right to do that. It's not Chal. Hanoas Tashmish Yalachai. Yafir. She'ei Machilin Lo'esa Adam Dover Asherlai. We don't give people things that are banned to them. She banned herself. We can't make her have Hanoas Tashmish. We can make her not ban him, but we can't make her not ban herself. Zakdarash. Zakdarash. Dvarim Amutarim. That's right. There is no rush. Yes. I'm sorry?
You can make her and then...
It's Dvarim Shemeinu Lebeinu. It is Shemeinu Lebeinu. It does affect intimacy. It's no different than not putting on jewelry, not adorning oneself, whatever that means. Yes?
Is the ban on... having relations with your wife when she's angry at you, is this simply a
Kovah? It's a Taiva. It's a B'nai Teshemidus. B'nai Teshemidus, we had the Dharm covering the base. Yes, that's what it is. A little ban. It's advisable that we don't want that a person...
I use the term ban to avoid the word
ban. Right. Zakti Gemara writer. Man Tana HaDetanya. Who is the author of the following braisa? Dvarim amutarim b'achirim nogim b'misr. Things that are mutter, but others are nayik iser. Iyata rishol linig b'mhetr k'day levatman. If somebody does things that are mutter, and he does it, he's nayik iser, you're not allowed to tell him that he doesn't have to keep the chumrah. Doesn't have to keep it. Why? Shem shenemer layachol dvaroi. We don't want people to break words, even though the not an eder. He's noyig a chumrah. Well, you can't break the chumrah. Ayis mutter, can't break it without a torah nedar. Mikan, another period. Zokter Rash. Dvarim amutarim. V'chashayidim shayim mutarim. This is a very important Rash. It's a very, very big line, this Rash. They know it's mutter. This is Rav Gamliel talking. The Machmer Bechvel B'Nedarim HaMutarim LaTzrichim HaFara. He's the one that said, don't let anything keep on going. Now, baby, it's a very important halakha. Let's say a person keeps a chumrah. He asks him, why are you keeping the chumrah? He says, it's aser. So they told him, you know, Ramesh is mater, Rabbi Yashiv is mater, Sam is Alman is mater. He said, oh, I thought this was Usher. He doesn't have to be Matanetter, really. It was a mistake. He thought it was Usher. He wasn't doing a Chumrah. He held, this is the din, the lack of knowledge. It wasn't a Chumrah. But what happens if somebody tells the guy, why are you doing this? He says, I know it's mater, but I want to keep this Chumrah. So I heard that Reb Nissen Karelitz is Machmer. So I want to be Machmer. Then he has to be Matineder. Knowing it's Mutter and being Machmer needs Hataras Nadarim.
The Beis Shammai thing? The Beis Shammai thing with lying down?
He would have to be Matineder if he kept the Chumrah, except he wasn't allowed. He shouldn't have kept the Chumrah. We don't have a psak that you can't keep the Chumrah of Reb Nissen Karelitz. I hate to pick on him. I'm not trying to pick on him. Happens to be a Mekel, but that's not the point. I should have said dying fish. Never mind. Right? But there's a big difference. It also makes a difference the other way, by the way. The guy doesn't carry in the Eruv. Now, ask him, do you think the Eruv is Usher, or are you being Machmer? If he tells you think the Eruv is Usher, he can't ask anybody else to carry for him. Well, the Chol Shabbos, how can you ask somebody to be Machal Shabbos? But he's Mechal Shabbos everywhere anyway, so you want him to be Mechal Shabbos for you? But if you hold this mutter, the air is fine, it's wonderful. You want to be Machmer. You can ask the other guy, it's not Chol Shabbos. If he wants to do it for you, why not? He's not being Mechal Shabbos. There's the other way. Something you hold is usher, you can't ask somebody to do for you. It's usher. How can you ask them to do an isher? Because he does an isher anyway, so you ask them to do a second isher?
It's like the soda cans and all those bottles.
Exactly. Exactly. Bottles. If you hold this usher to open a soda bottle, you can't turn to the guy next to you and say, do you open bottles? Are you Mechal Shabbos? Oh, you are anyway, so please be Mechal Shabbos for me. No, you can't do that. But if you hold this mutter, you want to be Machmer. The other person is not Machmer. But in this case, it's the opposite. If you hold its mutter and you're machmer, you need that taras nedarim. If you hold its usher, you're mistaken. It's not usher.
Can I open a soda can for him?
If you hold its usher?
If he holds its usher, can I open up for him?
You're doing chilul
Shabbos. Can I volunteer to open up for him?
No. He should say no, because he's asking, you're doing chilul Shabbos for him.
And once I open it up?
It's a good child. According to him, it might be Maisa Shabbos. I don't know. Yes.
If you're, especially during the winter, if your wife is Kabbalah Shabbos early and it's not ski yet and she remembers that she forgot to put something in the oven, can you put something
yes,
in the
oven? Yes, it's not Shabbos.
I'm not certain.
It's not Shabbos. She was Kabbalah Shabbos early. It's not Shabbos.
Okay, good. That's what I've done.
It's not a chumrah. It's not a chumrah that is Shabbos. It's not Shabbos.
It has nothing to do with the halacha per se, whether something does or mutter. It simply has to do with whether or not it's day or night.
Again, she was meisiv on Shabbos. It's not night.
I'm aware she was meisiv, I'll be halacha.
Right, which means for her, it's day of Friday that she's makabel Shabbos. Okay, for you it's Friday, you weren't makabel Shabbos.
I understood
her
on the first
second. Yeah. Okay. Zavtik Gemar Weiter. Zavar Achar. Lo Yahu Dvarai. Mani, who is the one that wants you to be take care of the Nadarim even though they're not really in the Nadarim? Dr. Rashi, no rush. That's it. Fine. We will stop over here because we came to a new sugya. We'll stop over here. Everybody should have a chag kashim and sameach. A wonderful Pesach. We started Mirch Hashem Tuesday. Pesach is over on Sunday. Monday is Isruchag. And we give everybody a chance to pack away the dishes and help their wives. No excuses. And then Tuesday morning in Mirch Hashem, we'll start again.
Started.